What is it that builds confidence in our kids? And how do we inadvertently create doubt in our children? Today's episode opens the door for seeing this process in physical movement. The concepts are still the same when we talk about emotional courage or the courage to express yourself. Today, I will tell a true story that just lays bare how our words can create an outcome, even if it's the outcome we never intended to create. Becoming aware is the first step in knowing exactly what we want to change. So let's together build confident and courageous kids. So I'm glad you're here. And if you haven't heard yet, I will be hosting a webinar in just 1 week, and this webinar is designed with you in mind. So if you've ever wondered, why doesn't my child listen? And you've been receiving speech therapy, or maybe you're wondering about their speech and language development, this webinar is for you. Interestingly, the ability to listen and process has particular features that we can anticipate. And it's not always disobedience, at least not in the sense of deliberate defiance. Does your child have a speech language delay and you really want them to talk? Do difficult behaviors derail home life? And you know the frustration is a communication struggle. Does your child see a speech therapist? And you wonder, what do they do? And how can I help? If these or similar questions are in your mind, this podcast is for you. Hello, my name is Dina Lynn Rosenbusch. I am a speech language pathologist that has worked with children from birth to 21 for 3 decades. And in my classrooms, I see you wanting to connect with the heart of your child, but their speech and language skills create a barrier. So if you have a kiddo that has difficult behaviors, needs to expand their language or learn to say speech sounds, and maybe even receives speech therapy, stay tuned. Because in this podcast, you will learn how to use your daily life as a tool to communication practice and how to do that practice. You will become confident knowing you are making the difference you want to make. And you will hear success stories of parents who have navigated these struggles already. We'll do this all while focusing on building deep, meaningful connection and confidence in your kiddo. So grab a cup of coffee along with a notebook and pen. It's time to speak in the way your child's brain understands. And that is the language of play. Here's what happened today. I went to the playground with my grandson, and I saw 3 couples, and they were with their children, and there was about 5 kids or so, and the ages were maybe 20 to 22 months until maybe 3 and a half. So they were all really young kids, about 2 to about 3. And they were having a picnic. And at one point, the kiddos started wandering, and one of the moms wandered with the kiddos to this particular area. And the other parents were enjoying conversation together. Now, there is so much I could say about this scene because there was so much really good going on, like how the parents trusted each other with the kids and the joy in that adult friendship, and also the way the children were playing together. It was really beautiful. But today I chose to talk about one aspect that I see occurs fairly often, and that is that one parent has a strong desire to have the kids try things and do things, and they're not really worried about injury or problems. And the other parent has a strong desire to protect. Now, both parents have good desires, and this is fine. And my question, though, is how does your message impact that undeveloped brain? Maybe I should say it as, how does the undeveloped brain interpret your message? That would be including your mannerisms, your energy, the way you express yourself. The answer to this question shows up in the behavior of your child. So your child has their own personality, and so do you. And your child's behavior is communication. So if you've listened for any length of time, you've heard me say that behavior is communication. If we're wondering what our child is actually getting from what it is that we're teaching, We watch how they behave. I will tell you this true story. I want you to notice the words and the manner of the adults in the story and the matching behavior in the children as it was mirrored back to them. And I'll try to paint this picture with my words because you weren't there. And I was. Here we go. So here's that one mom that left that group of adults, and the group of adults is sitting in kind of a gazebo around. They had a baby and the lunch for their picnic. And then the other mom walked a little ways where there were a bunch of rocks on the ground, and they were maybe basketball-sized rocks, but a bunch of rocks on the ground. And now the kids were daring themselves to climb on these rocks. And all these kids were, remember, about 2 to 3 years old. They had different skill levels. Some started with enthusiasm, jumping and climbing, and others with a little bit more caution. But very soon, all five of these children were all over the rocks. They were having a lot of fun. Now, the mom that was watching these kids said with a calm smile, "It's okay. Go ahead. Yep, that's right. Yeah, you got it. You're up." She was excited for the kids, and she just encouraged them, and she herself was calm and kept casting a smile towards them. And the kids were confident, and they kept looking to her and to each other for reassurance. And the more reassurance she gave, the more confident they became, and they climbed up on these rocks. Now, I am going to put a little pause in here and talk about something different for just a moment. I want you to notice what I gave as an example of what this mother said to these 2 and 3 year olds. She said 2 and 3 word sentences that were, "Yay, go ahead, yes, you got it." You know, just short sentences like that. That allowed the brain power for the kiddos to be on balance and on courage and awareness. They didn't have to use any of their brain power to think through the language of a long sentence. So there's a little aside that would be a speech and language-y kind of thing to know. So here are these five kids just jumping around and having a great time. And then quite suddenly, one little boy froze and he stretched his arms out in front of him and he started whimpering and he was looking past this mom. I looked past and I saw a man coming. Well, it turns out this man was this boy's father. And he said, "Oh, be careful. Step slowly. Be sure your foot is secure. Watch out." And the boy, who had just been climbing fearlessly on the rocks and laughing, froze. He was unable to proceed until his father took his hands and guided him gently down from the rocks. Now remember, these rocks were basketball size. So yeah, that is big compared to the size of a leg of a 2 and 3 year old, but they weren't really big rocks. What does this show us? This shows us a few things about maybe we could talk about the childhood of the father. We could talk about how the child switched suddenly to be fearful. We could talk about how the encouraging words kept the children going. We could talk about how short those sentences were that the mom used that allowed brain power to be for balance and courage. We could talk a lot about this scene, but what I'm going to challenge you to do is to take this scene in. Think about what kind of manner, what kind of words you have when you're talking to your children. Nowadays, it is so easy to tell our children, "Be safe." And although safety is good, we have to be careful that the message that we're giving that undeveloped brain isn't, "You're not capable. You can't do it without me. You aren't good enough." I am quite sure that this father never intended to give those kind of messages to this child. However, when you look at the behavior that was exhibited by this child, as soon as the dad came around, the child was filled with self-doubt. The dad is so careful to protect, and that comes from a good place. However, if it's filled with fear, our children catch on to that too. And we don't want to fill our children with fear. Our children don't always know what we mean as they interpret what we say. However, they do catch on to our mood, our emotions, our body language, our energy. So it is likely that this dad was so afraid of this boy falling. And who knows where that fear came from? But either way, I hope this drops a thought nugget into your mind to analyze what it is that you say to your kiddos. We want to speak confidently to them, and we want to speak the truth. And very often, if we lean our energy into helping them be brave, be bold, we will stop giving them too many cautions. I would love to know what you think of this episode, and remember again to zoom down to the show notes and click on the link that will get you to that free webinar, and I look forward to meeting you there. Hey parents, I hope you found this episode helpful. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who also lives or works with children? I would really appreciate it if you would leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. I read every review, and it lights me up to know that this show is making a difference. Then come join my Facebook community, where you'll meet other parents who are dedicated to helping their children grow too. You'll find the link in the show notes. Thank you for joining me. Now it's time to go. Let's pop our kiddos in the strollers and go look around outdoors and see what we have to talk about.